Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, beloved, and welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Prophetess Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing to be with you again this morning. We are so thankful to God for all that He is doing and for His many, many, many blessings to us. Praise the Lord. We are in the midst of a great teaching. We're doing an end-time study on the book of Revelation and end-time prophecy. And we're praying that the Lord is blessing you through this teaching. We want you to get your Bibles and join us now for the next few minutes as we go back into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for this day and for this hour and for this time of sharing in the Word. And we ask for your leading and your guiding. We ask for the ministry of the Holy Spirit, that, Father, that He will come and just direct us and lead us and guide us. We thank you for the richness of your word, because the entrance of your word gives light and it gives understanding to the simple. Father God, you be with us now and take us further in your word. Oh, Father God, hide us behind Calvary's cross. We thank you for your word. We thank you that we have a hunger and a thirst after you, Father God. We just giving you praise, honor, and glory for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, last week, we ended talking about the Church of Laodicea. And in the beginning of this teaching, we talked about their revelation is pretty much split up into three segments. And the segment that we talked about were the things that are, or which are, we're actually living still in this time period. Now we're getting ready to go into another segment, and that is the things which shall be hereafter. Now, Revelation 4:1 picks up, according to the prophetic timetable, where the rapture can take place. Now, we know that the rapture of the church can take place at any time. There's no other prophecy that needs to be fulfilled in order for the rapture to take place. We're living in an hour where we can see all around us trouble, we can see violence, we can see all of the signs that Jesus is soon to come. We don't know the day, we don't know the hour, glory to God, but we do know that He is soon to come. Now, there are different versions of when people feel when the rapture will take place. Some believe that it will take place before the tribulation period. Some believe that the rapture will take place in the middle of the tribulation. And then there are others that believe that the rapture of the church will take place at the end of the tribulation. According to Revelation, if you follow the book exactly from 1 all the way through, the rapture of the church will take place before the tribulation period. And this is the point that we're at right now. This is why today I'm going to talk about the rapture of the church. I'm going to give you quite a few scriptures just to point out the rapture and the purpose and all of that. So we're right at Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. This is our reading, and I'm going to read this verse. But we're going to talk about today the rapture of the church. And I do encourage you again, if you have questions or comments, to call in. The number again for you to call in is 618-664-9578. Amen. So if you have comments or questions, please give us a call, and we will do our best to answer your questions. If we don't have an answer, if I don't have an answer, we will find an answer. Amen. We're going to study together. We're here to study the Word. Glory to God. And I'm just excited about this. So Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 says, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter." This is speaking of after the rapture of the church. So right here is where I'm going to do the teaching on the rapture of the church. And the rapture of the church is the catching up of all true believers in Christ to meet the Lord in the air. Now this rapture, the rapture that I'm speaking of, is not the second coming. The second coming, and I just want to throw this in here, we're not going to talk about the second coming today, all of it. But the second coming is when Jesus literally comes back to the earth. And this coming is not that. Amen. And I'm going to just give you some scriptures and things so we can know what we're talking about. Amen. Now, the scriptures that I want to give you a few right off the bat. 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23. Verses 51 through 58. Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. St. John 14, 1 through 3. Luke chapter 21, verses 34 through 36. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 4. Now, I am going to give you some more scriptures here shortly, but we're going to begin with one scripture that's a very favorite one of mine, and a lot of us know this scripture, and that is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. And let me just say this real quick. I'm not here to, all I'm here to do under the direction of the Holy Spirit is take you through the book of Revelation, so we won't get into a debate. Well, you know, the rapture is going to take place here, here, and here. I did give you the three views, but we're just going through the scriptures, and I believe that if we just follow the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will direct and He will lead and guide. There are many, many teachings about whether there's a rapture, second coming, and all of that, and I'm not here to debate any of that. We're only wanting to give you the Word, and you take the scriptures and you pray over them, and you search them out for yourself. Amen. The Bible says, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman which needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word." Amen. And I believe in the Word of God, and so this is what we're just giving you, the Word. Amen. Okay, Revelation chapter 4, verses 13 says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Praise the Lord. What a joyous time this will be when the saints of God, the children of God, the people of God, the saints of old, amen, those that have gone on before, amen, when Jesus steps out on the cloud, amen, and the archangel blows the trumpet, we're going to hear the trumpet. We're going to rise. Amen. It's going to be a blessed time. Praise the Lord. Now, I do want to read. We want to set a good foundation of scripture for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23. Amen. The word says, "But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Now, and one other scripture, I'm not going to read all that I gave you, but I just want to read just a few. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15, another very familiar scripture. Amen. 15, 51 through 58. It says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, that is so quick. As quickly as we bat our eye, that's how quick the rapture is going to take place. You won't have time to think, to breathe, to do anything. It's going to happen so fast. That's why, amen, beloved, we must be ready. Glory to God. We must shake off everything that's not like God, because when the rapture takes place, again, it's going to happen in a twinkling of an eye, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, and they're going to be raised, guess what, incorruptible. Glory to God. And we shall be changed. This is a given. This will happen. Praise the Lord. This will happen, beloved. Glory to God. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So then this corruptible shall have put on, this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, my God, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. This is a very encouraging scripture. Amen. Because death will be swallowed up in victory. Glory to God. When the rapture takes place, amen, the very dead are going to rise. Amen. And their body is going to be changed to an incorruptible body. We're all going to be changed from mortality to immortality in a twinkling of an eye. Glory to God. Now, the rapture of the church is called the coming of the Lord, but this is, again, not the second coming, and we'll talk about the second coming later, glory to God. But when the rapture takes place, Jesus will come in the air, amen, and we will be caught up, amen. The saints, the dead and living saints will rise to meet the Lord in the air. Glory to God. This is the big distinction between the rapture of the church and the second coming. The rapture is purely a New Testament doctrine, and it was first revealed to Paul, and we just read the scripture in 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 58. Amen. Glory to God. Now, the second coming of Christ, amen, was also taught in the Old Testament, and when we get to that point, we will study that out. Amen. Glory to God. Now, listen, there, like I said, there are other scriptures concerning the rapture, and I always like to set that foundation of scripture, because that is what we live by, is the word of God. Amen. So I'm not giving you my opinion. We're giving you the scripture on today. Amen. Now, there is another scripture in Luke 21, 34 through 36, and it says, watch ye therefore. That means to be alert, to be on your guard, amen, to be sober, to be ready, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Glory to God. And John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3 says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, another scripture, amen, is, let's see here. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. That's Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Amen. Now, this is a personal appearance. The rapture is a personal appearance. However, the only ones that will see or hear will be those that are ready at that time. Glory to God, because he will not come literally to the earth. He'll only come to the air. Glory to God. And we that are ready, glory to God, will hear that trumpet and we will rise. Amen. So I just want to get that clear. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, at the rapture, first we're going to have the rapture of the church. And then once we go to heaven, there's going to be so much that's taking place for us as well as what's going on the earth. And one of the things that we will go through is the judgment seat of Christ. And I will do a separate teaching on the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. Now, this is not to determine whether or not we go to heaven or hell, because if we go in the rapture, we know that we made it. But this will be a judgment for the saints of God, amen, that will be judged according to our works and according to the deeds and things that we have done. And then we will also participate in the marriage supper of the Lamb. And we will go into that when we get down into Revelation chapter 19. This is going to be such an exciting time for us, the saints of God. Beloved, you know God loves us so much, amen, that he has just outlined, you know, what will happen during this time for us. Glory to God. And this is the best time to be serving the Lord. Given everything that's going on, it doesn't matter, beloved, because we belong to Christ and we love him and we want to go back with him. Glory to God. So we're very, very excited. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen, the purpose of the rapture is to resurrect the just from the dead and take all the saints out of the world before the tribulation comes. This is a purpose. And Jesus said that some would escape the terrible things that is to come on the earth in the last days. He said for us to pray, amen, that we will be accounted worthy to escape all these things. Amen. And so we can read in Matthew 24 and 25, those chapters, and also Luke chapter 21, verse 1 through 19, and verses 25 through 28, where it says that that the things that shall come to pass and also to stand before the Son of Man, Luke 21, 34 through 36. Now, one purpose of the rapture is also expressed, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. And that is a great purpose. Glory to God. And also, again, to escape the tribulation days and serve God in all eternity in whatever capacity that he chooses. This is the purpose of the rapture. God never does anything, beloved, without a purpose. Glory to God. He has a purpose for us being on the earth. He has a purpose for our walk, amen, with him. Glory to God. He has a purpose for your life. Glory to God. God has a mission, amen, for us to do. Glory to God. Now, glory to God. There are qualifications for partakers in the rapture. Before I go there, though, I want to tell you this, that we're not the only ones that will be there. And let me just say this here. The Old Testament saints will be there. The church saints, amen, will be there. Glory to God. So all that make up the body of Christ, amen, will be there. Amen. We'll get to see Paul and David and James and John and all of the saints and all of our loved ones that died in the Lord. Amen. So this is going to be a great company of believers. Glory to God at this time. Now listen, the qualifications again, you must be in Christ in order to participate and be ready to go. Amen. We must be in him. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. And let's read that scripture. Amen. Let's go there and read that. Amen. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. Amen. I'm taking my time because we don't want to rush through this teaching. Amen. The Bible says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. So when we have come out of the world and we've asked the Lord to come into our life, amen, we are a child of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so let me back up just a moment because I think I'm going a little bit too fast. I will get back to the qualifications in a minute. Let me go back to the purpose. Number one, the purpose is to receive the saints unto himself. And we've read a couple of scriptures, but you can also read 2 Thessalonians 2 and 1, Ephesians 5:27, and John 14:1-3. Another purpose is to resurrect the dead in Christ from among the wicked dead. Amen. Because the wicked dead will remain dead until the great white throne judgment. And that will take place at the end of Revelation. Okay. So a scripture for that is Revelation chapter 20, verses 4-6. And that talks about the great white throne judgment. Okay. That will take place at the end. After Jesus comes back, after the thousand-year reign and all of that. This is a timetable we're following, amen, so we want to follow the timetable. Another purpose is to take the saints to heaven where they will receive judgment for works done in the body, receive their rewards, and partake of the marriage supper as we talked about earlier. There are a lot of scriptures that point to this, and some of these scriptures, beloved, will be a repeat, but I would encourage you in your own private time to read these scriptures and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you. Okay? John 14:1-3, Colossians 3:4, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. And Revelation 19:1-11, and we will study that when we get to it, so I won't take time now to read those. Another purpose is to change the bodies of saints from mortality to immortality, and we have those scriptures already. Amen. To present the saints before God, the Father, to be forever with him. Amen. We have those scriptures. Okay, to make the saints whole in body, soul, and spirit. And Jesus will make us ever with whole because we're going to be changed. Amen. And 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Okay, and 2 Thessalonians 3:13. I hope I have that down right. Amen. Now, the Greek word translated unto in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, this should be translated at. To make the passage clear in the same way it is translated in 1 Thessalonians 2:19 and 1 Thessalonians 3:13, okay? Another purpose is to receive the fruit of the early and latter rain, James chapter 5 and verse 7. Let's read that scripture. James chapter 5 and verse 7, it says, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Praise the Lord. And this is talking about the rapture of the church. Amen. Okay, another purpose is to cause the saints to escape the tribulation and all the things that would happen, and also to stand before the Son of Man. Glory to God. And we talked about all these scriptures, so we won't go through them again. Amen. But let me give them to you. Luke 21, 34 through 36, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. Okay? Another purpose is to remove the hinderer of lawlessness. And I'm going to talk a little bit about this. 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 8. Let's go there. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 8. The hinder of lawlessness. What's hindering? In other words, what is hindering the demonic forces from really taking over this earth? Okay. What's hindering it? We're going to find out here. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Now this is talking about the Antichrist. And the hinder of lawlessness is the church. We, the people of God, the church, is hindering the Antichrist even from taking the scene right now. It's not the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit will still be here after we're gone because people will get saved. How can you get saved? But you need the drawing power of God, which is the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit will remain, amen, but the church will be raptured, will be taken out. And at that time, amen, after the rapture, the tribulation period will begin, and they will go through the seven-year tribulation period. Amen. Glory to God. So I wanted to just bring that out. Glory to God. And finally, the purpose will be to permit the revelation or the revealing of the Antichrist. And we just read, amen, 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 8. Glory to God. Now on our next broadcast, we're going to pick up with the qualifications, amen, for partakers in the rapture. Amen. What do we need to do to prepare for the rapture of the church? And we're going to give you some more scriptures. Amen. We thank the Lord for this session and for this teaching on today. We pray that it has been an encouragement to you. Amen. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. And we just want you, amen, to drop us an email. Amen. And let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing. You may write us at Deborah@WOPMinistries.org. You may also visit us on our website, amen, www.WOPMinistries.org. Or if you want to physically write us, you may do so at Women of Power Ministries, P.O. Box 7192, Lawton, Oklahoma, 73506. I pray that you will be blessed today. I pray the joy of the Lord and the strength of the Lord will be yours. Glory to God. Stay encouraged, beloved, and know that God loves you. He cares about you. And look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. If God is for you, he's more than the world against you. Be blessed. Stay in the Word of God. Amen. Continue to seek the face of God. Amen. And allow the Holy Spirit to minister in the areas that you need him to do. And let him do in you and have his complete and perfect work in you. And I see my time is just about gone for the day. So until next time, I want you to be blessed. Know that God loves you, and I love you too. Be blessed in Jesus' name.